Greg Johnson, Prior Lake, Minnesota, Golden Gopher third-year starter up front at the offensive line, joins us here. And first of all, how much fun did you guys have last Friday night to beat Nebraska and get the run game going and really crank it up?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been waiting to get the run game going, especially on the offensive line. You know, we wanted to put that game on our shoulders, so I was just super excited going into the game, and then thought we executed really well, and it was fun after for a day.
What do you think, was there a trigger point, or at what point was it that, okay, we're going to be able to move some people here up front?
Yeah, I mean, I think we know we have the right guys up front. I think we were just a few details short on a lot of run plays. You know, looking at these past few games, we were this close to breaking a few big runs, so, you know, just keep continuing to stick with it, and we knew it was going to come along.
When Darius popped that long run down to the 1 yard line, how much of a boost? I mean, to me, it seemed that changed the whole tenor of the atmosphere anyway. How much boost did it give you guys up front, too?
Yeah, well, I thought he got in, so I went to go celebrate, and then, you know, we had to sneak it in right there. But yeah, that was huge for us, and, you know, just really got us going.
So you played center your first couple of years. You started this year at guard, then you moved to left tackle, and then I think it was right tackle, now back to left guard. How much have you had to work on that in terms of, you know, being versatile, but also having to learn each one of those spots?
Yeah, I mean, you train for all of it. I feel like I can play all five spots at a high level. So just, you know, I want to do what's best for the team, and that's what was best for the team. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun out there, and some good experience for me as well.
With what you guys did as a group last week, do you think you've maybe settled in now and back? Because this is kind of the original way it looked, right, at the start of the season, that maybe you've settled into what you think might work best?
Yeah, I mean, last week doesn't matter anymore. I mean, this is a completely new week. We got to prove ourselves every single week. And, yeah, we're just focused on this week right now.
What do you see from Iowa, speaking of this week? And that defense is always pretty good, it looks like. So what do you guys got to do up front?
Yeah, I mean, Iowa is Iowa. You kind of know what you're going to get, especially our staff, because they've been coaching against the same defense for a while. So, you know, I think their inside guys are pretty big. You know, lots of speed on the outside, and then their secondary is always pretty good. So, yeah, I think they're a really fundamentally sound team, and we just got to make sure that we're on point with what we're doing.
They want to be physical. You want to be physical. Is that the kind of a game that a big offensive lineman like you relishes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been saying it's going to be a rock fight. You know, we know what we're getting into, and they know what they're getting into. So, yeah.
And it's likely whoever wins that battle up front is going to end up winning the football game, right?
Yeah, I think it'll, you know, a big part of the game is definitely going to be in the trenches. And, you know, we're really looking forward to that.
We always ask you this when we do these pregame interviews about you staying home and being a big part of that recruiting class from three seasons ago and kind of leading the way that way. Take me back to the recruiting process, and I know there were some unique aspects to it and how you end up here at Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I never really thought I was going to make it here, to be honest, but just went on plenty of visits and you know, finally got the offer and committed a day later. I knew this was the place I wanted to be. You know, close to home, easy drive for my family and friends to come watch me play. And then, you know, I love the staff. I love the facilities. Everything was just a perfect fit.
And I think, too, if memory serves, you weren't a late bloomer, so to speak, but you kind of popped on the scene with some camps. Was it after your 10th grade season?
Yeah, well, my freshman year, I was 5'8". So
right.
Now I'm 6'6". And, yeah, that definitely helped my recruiting process. But, yeah, I definitely was a little bit later in the recruiting process.
What's it mean to play here in your home state, play for the Gophers, put that maroon and gold on and come out of the tunnel, you know, for each home game?
Yeah, it's an honor. You know, I have pictures of me when I was a baby wearing Gopher gear. So, you know, just being able to represent my home state, like you said, I don't think it gets much better than that.
What about your Minnesota background do you think has kind of shaped you into kind of the guy you are, the player you are, the person you are?
I think my biggest thing is just toughness and physicality. You know, that's what, you know, made me be able to play early is my physicality and getting guys on the ground. So I really just try to bring that in every single week, and I feel like guys can feed off of that as well.
As far as this weekend goes with Floyda Rosedale, I know you were part of that a couple of years ago when you got the win down there. Remind me what that feeling was like for you to get that accomplished.
Yeah, it was incredible. You know, that's what you work for is games like that. So, you know, just being able to come out of there with a win and, you know, take a little victory lap with all of our fans who made it out to that game, that was a lot of fun.
And you'd, of course, like to repeat it. What's it like playing in that stadium?
I mean, super loud. You kind of, you know their fans, you know, get after it. So just being locked in, don't let the noise create havoc for us, and you know, we'll be all right.
PJ this week had said for you guys to play in that venue, he wants you to play with emotion, but not emotional. What does that mean for you?
Kind of just staying on that edge, you know. For me, it's, you know, being as physical as I can, but not letting it, you know, let me be reckless or get a, you know, personal foul or something like that. So I think that fits really well with our offensive line. We all want to be on that edge and, you know, just playing super physical up front.
All right, well, let's go get one.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Greg Johnson, Prior Lake, Minnesota.